We'll come to order. Our agenda today includes Senate Bills 524, 562, 404, 924, 925, House Bill 3371, Senate Bill 721, Senate Bill 809, Senate Bill 708, Senate Bill 1072, 1071, 751, 646, House Bill 24654, Senate Bill 405, Senate Bill 123, and Senate Bill 254. Let's start with Senate Bill 708 relating to police animals. Basically makes it felony to harm a police animal.
Mr. Chair, committee members, the bill first defines police animal as a dog or horse with a minimum level of training who's demonstrated minimum standards. The bill then amends the criminal mischief statute to delete the requirement that the state demonstrate that the damage to the animal is over $500. The problem under the present criminal mischief statute is that the police dog's value is often difficult to prove. The bill also creates a new crime of interfering with a police animal. There are no amendments, there was no opposition to the bill, and it came out of subcommittee with a 5-0 vote.
Technical amendments, will you?
Move the bill before the due pass.
Representative Minnis moves Senate Bill 708, floor due pass unamended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk call roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Bryan? Calori?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Mason?
Aye. I was gonna say, you want to carry the bill?
I just work here.
Representative Minnis carry the bill. Senate Bill 562 relating to juvenile detention.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 562 revises Oregon law regarding pre-adjudicative detention of juvenile offenders. The current statutes are very unclear about what children can be held and under what circumstances. What this bill does is sets forth criteria under which a court or a juvenile department may decide to hold a child and sets procedures by which that would occur. The House Committee did amend the Senate version by deleting two portions of the bill. One portion that was deleted had to do with a cap on the number of county detention beds that could be, that a county could set a cap on their detention beds. That was removed. The other change that was made in the bill allows a police officer to hold the child for up to 5 hours rather than the current 3 for purposes of identification.
Move the bill to the floor of the due pass.
Representative Minnis moves Senate Bill 562, the floor due pass, as amended.
Correct.
Any discussion? If not, clerk call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Bryan? Calori?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. Who'd like to carry that?
Okay.
Representative Courtney to carry 562, okay. Senate Bill 924.
Chair, members of the committee. Under the Tort Claims Act, government employees have a right to indemnity and defense when sued if the act or omission for which they're being sued was done or not done in the performance of duty was for malfeasance, was not willful or wanton neglect of duty. In 1985, the Tort Claims Act was amended to allow Oregon to pay indemnity and defense costs even if the court found state employees' act or omission to be outside the scope of the employee's employment. Oregon accepted the responsibility to defend the employee.
What?
This privilege was not extended to local government employees. Also, the Justice Department has questioned whether special districts qualify as public bodies under the Tort Claims Act. The measure would allow local government to pay an employee's indemnity and defense costs regardless of the case outcome if local government had agreed to do so. Also, the measure would include within the definition of public bodies, special districts.
Amended?
It's dash one amendment, correct.
I see.
Civil motion. Representative Edmondson moves Senate Bill 924 to the floor, due pass as amended. Further discussion? If not, clerk call roll.
Baum?
Yes.
Calori?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix? Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Yes.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson to carry. Senate Bill 925.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Oregon law permits parties to a controversy or quarrel to submit their differences to arbitration unless the dispute relates to title to real property or the terms and conditions of employment or a collective bargaining agreement. Also, many businesses are placing mandatory arbitration clauses in their sales contract. Mandatory arbitration clauses are enforceable. However, some businesses are also requiring that any arbitration be conducted by the arbitrators they choose. The measure would allow parties to dispute relating to title to real estate to submit their dispute to arbitration. Also, the measure would allow any consumer that has entered into an arbitration agreement the option of choosing a neutral arbitration body. And we're looking at the dash two amendments.
Four, do pass.
According to the Senate Bill 925, the floor do pass.
Dash two amendments.
Amended.
As amended.
Clerk, call roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Calori?
Yes.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. We've got seven people here. Senate Bill 404.
Attorney Counsel, let's talk about 404.
It's with enthusiasm.
Good. I don't think it's for that bill.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 404 was before this committee and re-referred last week. The measure, as amended, would repeal Oregon's expungement law relating to Class C felonies and misdemeanor convictions. It would allow a person, however, to expunge their arrest records. The bill also contains a section which would prohibit a juvenile from having certain of their juvenile records that deals with sex offenses expunged as well.
Further discussion? If not,
clerk call roll.
Yes.
Calori.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Miller.
Aye.
Minnis.
Aye.
Chair Mason.
No. Bill fails.
Now, wait a minute.
Bill fails. Senate Bill, House Bill 3371.
Which bill was it?
404.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We're
looking at the Dash 14 amendments, and I'd like to add this bill has no prior referral to Ways and Means. Drunk drivers are a serious problem both in Oregon and throughout the United States. Repeat offenders are particularly difficult to handle. Motor vehicles are easy to obtain even by persons with extensive histories of driving while impaired. This measure would reduce felony driving while suspended to an infraction, but would cause the motor vehicle being used to be subject to impoundment and possible forfeiture.
Further discussion, 3371. Extensive amendments. No further discussion, clerk call roll.
Representatives Baum.
Yes.
Calori.
Yes.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix, Miller.
What's aye?
No.
Chair Mason.
Aye, bill failed. Senate Bill 721.
This is unusual power for one person to have in this committee.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Miller.
I'd like to ask unanimous consent to change my vote on Senate Bill 404.
Senate Bill 721.
Mr. Chairman. I'd like unanimous consent to change my vote on 404.
Objection. No, the vote can come up for reconsideration if a LAVACA subcommittee is cleaned up.
Pardon me?
The vote can come up for reconsideration if a LAVACA subcommittee is cleaned up. Right now, the bill, there's only one person on the prevailing side, folks. That's me.
That means?
Means I got the bill by the throat.
Or right on the big toe. Yeah.
So, I mean, do you want to go back to subcommittee?
up, I guess I'd ask for unanimous consent to allow Representatives Clark and Mannix to cast their vote on Senate Bill 404.
Objection.
Let's move on to another bill.
Now, gentlemen, I'll talk about the bill if you want it to go back to subcommittee, but this bill is unacceptable like that. And I'm not going to put the people in the situation wanting to expunge the statute, of essentially getting rid of the expungement statute.
Well, as I said, I think we should just move on to the other bills in the agenda at this time.
Now, in regard to the other bill, 3371, I think it's appropriate that somebody go get Representative Delory, bring him back into the room, too.
Mr. Chairman, some of us have been in the hall trying to recapture what didn't happen at 1 o'clock on Senate Bill 512 since civil sub was canceled, and I think we've tried to regroup a little bit. I think it was, yes, 512.
So are we, have we done 721 yet?
We could do it.
Senate Bill 721.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're looking at the dash for amendments, Mr. Chair. If I could, before we start, there is an error in the dash amendments. And these are a transcription error that was made in the Legislative Council. And what I'd like to say on line 5, strike out the word "or has been." That's the way that was passed out of subcommittee without those words, and for some reason they were left in. I'd just like to make a clarification to the members. Unless specifically exempted from disclosure, public records are subject to inspection. Trade secrets and information consisting of product records, sales, or purchase records, or similar business records are exempted. However, the Deschutes Circuit Court recently ordered Deschutes County to turn over to the Bend Bulletin information concerning what it had collected in room taxes from individual hotels and motels located in the county. With this information, one can easily determine what the revenue of each hotel or motel is. This measure would exempt from disclosure transient room tax information to the extent such information would permit identification of the individual. However, if the tax were 30 days delinquent, then the name of the delinquent taxpayer, the period of delinquency, and the amount of delinquent could be disclosed.
The bill before do pass. As amended.
Representative Minnis, move Senate Bill 21 before do pass. As amended,
Clerk
Colwell.
Mr. Chair? I don't know what, is this the bill we had a concern about? I think the chair of the subcommittee, Representative Bauman, had some concerns about this bill still.
We took it to subcommittee.
May I?
Yes, so please, Representative Maddox.
This is the bill that we took back because there was some concern by the chair about making sure that the technical changes were made in the amendments. Ironically, when we took it back and we corrected it, I'll just say, had someone in the bowels of this building contacted me, they could have found out how we corrected it, and our council knew how we corrected it. Anyway, when they corrected it, they didn't correct it the way we corrected it. It was just to take out all the past tense references. The corrections were properly made in the committee, and it is ready to come back out for passage. And I'm sure that, I don't think I'm speaking out of place when I say that Chair Bauman was comfortable with having this come back today.
Representative Mannix.
Further discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Clerk Colwell.
Representative Bell.
Yes.
Brian.
Aye.
Calhoun.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Minnis.
Aye.
Chair Mason.
Aye.
Who'd like to carry 721?
Chairman.
Representative Mannix. Senate Bill 809 relating to landlord-tenant law. Mr. Taylor.
Mr. Chair, committee members. The bill first defines transient occupancy. The innkeeper's lien provides that when a person stays in some form of short-term lodging and fails to pay the owner has a lien on all chattels brought into the hotel. This bill provides that certain chattels that are specified are exempt from this lien. Further, when an innkeeper violates this provision by wrongfully seizing exempt items, he forfeits the right to unpaid charges. The bill also provides the prevailing party in any action charging a violation of the above provisions can recover attorney fees. There was no opposition, and the bill came out of subcommittee on a 5-0 vote.
The discussion 809.
To note.
Family civil job. Sub.
I just staffed it. Staffed a bunch of the bill.
Could be
The bill should pass.
Nothing further, clerk, call roll.
Representative Spell.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Yes.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Minnis.
Aye.
Chair Mason.
Aye.
Carry here, Mr. Chair.
I'd like to carry that.
Sure, I'll carry that for Mr. Chair.
Okay. Senate Bill 1072.
Chair, committee members, current statutes contain inconsistencies regarding what method should be used for recording and enforcing orders and warrants of state agencies. Right now, there's a dual lien system. This means that a court judgment docketed in the judgment docket creates a lien, and a state agency order or warrant recorded in the county clerk lien record creates a lien. The county clerk lien record system is older and not as specific as the judgment statutes. Senate Bill 1072 gives liens created by agency orders and warrants the same effect as liens created by court judgments. Once recorded in the county clerk lien record, an order of a warrant of an administrative agency constitutes a judgment and has the same effect. It becomes a lien on the real property in that county. The bill inserts boilerplate language into several statutes, and the new language specifies that when an order assessing a civil penalty becomes final, unless the penalty is paid within 10 days, it may be recorded with the county clerk. The amendments only clarify the language in the boilerplate amendments. There should be -5 amendments before you. They also have a conflict amendment to Senate Bill 181, which is already law.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Mannix.
I move the bill to the floor with a due process recommendation.
As amended.
As amended.
Representative Mannix moves Senate Bill 1072 to the floor, due pass as amended. Any further discussion? Not clerk, call roll.
Representative Spell.
Yes.
Brian.
Aye.
Calhoun.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Minnis.
Aye.
Chair Mason.
Aye. 1072, who would like to carry? Representative Mannix. 1071.
Mr. Chair, committee members, this bill repeals the sunset provision for the Oregon Criminal Justice Council. It also specifies that the governor shall appoint an additional member to the council and that one of the five public members must be a member of a recognized crime victims' rights group. The amendments do two things. First, add an emergency clause to the bill, and second, provide that the speaker and president shall have the minority leaders from each chamber appoint a minority member to the council.
Why? I move 1071 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Courtney moves House Bill 1071, Senate Bill 1071 to the floor, due pass, unamended, I believe.
Yes, Chair? No amendments, -1 amendments.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative
Clark. This is Senate Bill 1071 relating to the Oregon Criminal Justice Council?
That's correct.
I guess I'm a little confused, Mr. Chair, about the order in which we're going today. Perhaps the chair can restate his intention on Senate Bills 404 and 3371.
I think they're going to be discussed at the end of the day.
At the end of the work session today? Perhaps we can discuss 1071 at that time, too.
Motion before us.
Call the question.
Clerk, call roll.
Representative Baum.
No.
Brian.
Aye.
Calhoun.
Aye.
Calori. Clark.
No.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
No.
Miller.
No.
Minnis.
No.
Chair Mason.
No. Senate Bill 751 relating to probate.
Mr. Chair, committee members, under the wrongful death statute, taxes need not be paid on proceedings recovered on a wrongful death claim. The probate statute requires the personal representative of an estate to acquire a release from the tax division. Mm-hmm. However, the tax division won't issue a release even when the asset in question is the wrongful death benefit, which is not subject to tax, and the estate can't be closed without the release. Senate Bill 751 specifies that an estate's personal representative does not have to obtain a tax release when the asset in question is a wrongful death recovery. The dash two amendments merely correct a Scrivener's error.
Chair, I move Senate Bill 751 to the floor to pass as amended. Further discussion? Not clerk, call roll.
Representatives Bryan?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. Representative Edmondson to carry. Senate Bill 646 relating to justice courts.
Mr. Chair, committee members, Senate Bill 646 conforms the justice court small claims procedure to that of the procedure in district courts. The bill also extends time limits for the plaintiff to file a formal complaint and serve the defendant. Specific provisions include providing the plaintiff may initiate a case by appearing in person in court. It establishes notice procedures and settlement procedures and counterclaim and transfer procedures. No amendments. 5-0 vote from subcommittee.
Move it to the floor of the due pass recommendation.
Representative Courtney, move Senate Bill 646 for due pass unamended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk, call roll.
Baum?
Yes.
Bryan?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Aye.
Edmondson?
Aye.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. Representative Courtney to carry. Senate House Bill 2654 relating to crime. Representative Minnis.
Good bill should pass. Let's
see. I actually wasn't prepared to speak to the bill right now, but what the bill does is addresses an issue and a problem within the statute relevant to resisting arrest, whereby some district attorneys have chosen to interpret that to mean that an officer would have to be assaulted in the process of sustaining a resist arrest charge and having it charged that way by the district attorney. The bill was amended to include language that says that behavior clearly intended to prevent being taken into custody by overcoming the actions of the arresting officer would constitute resisting arrest, and then also that the behavior does not have to result in the actual physical injury to the arresting officer, and that passive resistance does not constitute behavior intended to prevent being taken into custody. That was specifically placed in the language so that we were not charging people who are passively resisting at various protest types of activities with resisting arrest. I think it's a good bill now, well-rounded. Substantial was placed back in so that there is a risk of substantial injury, and there's some long-standing court history on the word substantial in the bill, and it's a good, well-rounded bill.
Chair moves House Bill, or Representative Minister moves House Bill 2654 to the floor to pass as amended. No further discussion. Clerk, call roll.
Representatives Minnis?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Mannix?
Aye.
Edmondson?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Clark?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Bryan?
Aye.
Baum?
Yes.
Chair Mason?
Aye. Same minister carry. Senate Bill 405.
Mr. Chair, committee members, Senate Bill 405 provides a clear statutory grant of immunity to medical personnel when they are acting at the request of a police officer and performing medical procedures. These are usually blood tests in a medically acceptable manner. The bill specifies that the civil immunity conferred on medical personnel is not conditioned on the officers having a search warrant, court order, or probable cause. The bill, however, does nothing to limit the liability of the law enforcement agency or the government entity involved. No amendments. 7-0 vote from subcommittee.
Could you please,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Mann.
I move Senate Bill 405 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mannix moves Senate Bill 405 for a due pass. Unamended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk, call roll.
Minnis?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Mannix?
Aye.
Edmondson?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Clark?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Brian?
Aye.
Baum?
Yes.
Chair Mason?
Aye. I'd like to carry 405.
I'll, Mr. Chair.
No, that's the captain, Calhoun. Senate Bill 123.
Mr. Chair, the parole board adopted a rule by which the board would use a matrix to set prison terms for inmates with consecutive sentences. An AG opinion declared that the board didn't have the authority to do that. In response, the last legislature granted the board authority to do this, and that authority is sunsetting. The bill allows the Board of Parole to continue to use this matrix system to determine parole release dates and repeals the sunset. 6-0 vote from subcommittee, no amendments and no opposition to the bill.
Any further discussion? If not, clerk, call roll.
Representatives Baum?
Yes.
Brian?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Aye.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. Representative Miller to carry 123. Yes.
Move reconsideration, Senate Bill 123. Possible.
Senate Bill 254 relating to parole.
Zucker.
Mr. Chair, committee members, most significantly, Senate Bill 254 does two things. The first is extending the time limits within which the board must hold parole hearings and set initial release dates, and allows the board to administratively set prison terms when a prisoner waives the right to a hearing and the crime involved was not serious. The bill also gives the parole board's chair the discretion to conduct parole hearings via teleconference. Again, a 6-0 subcommittee vote, no opposition, and no amendments to the bill.
I'll move it to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Courtney moves Senate Bill 254 to the floor, due pass, unamended.
Amendment.
No further discussion, clerk, call roll.
Representatives Baum?
Yes.
Brian?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson? Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. Representative Courtney is carried. Senate Bill 523.
Well, I guess we had, we thought we'd done our work on it, Mr. Chair. We had some technical amendments. I understand you want us to take it back as a result of those technical amendments. I guess I don't know what to tell you. I guess, is that correct, Mr. Chair?
Well, give me a description of the amendments.
Would you please?
Because of the numbers of change, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, because of the numbers of changes that were done, there was some language left in from the old bill that, as a result of the committee's actions, is inconsistently remaining in the current bill. Nothing that changes the bill substantively. I don't have them written out at this point yet, however, for the committee's consideration, but in the way that we changed it, we didn't pick up all the references that should have been deleted and that sort of thing.
I'd move Senate Bill 523 back to the Subcommittee on Family Justice.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Clark. Well, Representative moves it back to Family Justice Subcommittee. Representative Clark.
Having worked on it very hard and very carefully, and having just talked with counsel, I think it's probably a good idea that it goes back.
For that, can you want to?
Well, no, I just think that the technical amendments need to be made, and we need to ask the question of whether they are in fact technical amendments or more than that. No agenda here. I think it's probably a good idea that it goes back to the subcommittee. I support the motion.
Representative Courtney?
Okay, Mr. Speaker, let's bring it back. And Mr. Chair.
Well, now that I've heard the amendments, they don't sound substantive. They sound technical. So does somebody want to move the amendments before we try to bring it back?
Well, the motion before us is to send it back.
Mr. Chair, do we have the amendments?
No, at this point, given Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we didn't get the amendments up till about 11 o'clock this morning because of some computer problems down in Legislative Council. And I think it would be wise to have the amendments written out for the committee's consideration prior to bringing it back to the full committee.
What you do?
Any objection to 5.3 coming back?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm going to move for unanimous I want to move for suspension of the rules for immediate reconsideration of House Bill 3371.
having voted on the prevailing side.
You did vote on the prevailing side.
I did vote on the prevailing side.
What?
Yeah, he was. He was like you. He was the one no vote, remember?
The one 6-1. No vote, 3371 was.
He prevailed.
That's
needed seven to carry the day.
You're moving reconsideration.
I am moving suspension of the rules for immediate reconsideration of House Bill 3371.
Representative Minnis moves reconsideration of the vote by which 3371 failed to pass. Further discussion? Not clerk, call the roll.
Is this on the motion to reconsider?
Reconsider.
Thank you. Baum?
Yes.
Bauman? Brian?
Yes.
Calhoun? Laurie?
Yes.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. Bill's back before us. The chair would move reconsideration by the which Senate Bill 1071 failed to pass.
Now from 3371 to 1071.
That's correct. No, I'm just moving reconsideration. You don't, it doesn't take a suspension of the rules to get reconsideration.
I had to
well, that's why I had the chief.
Yeah. I mean, it's been reconsidered, but it's still, you know, the motion had not been made on. It's on the agenda.
3371. It's on the table.